Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 27th of December. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning. In the news this morning, we're talking cricket, as we have three Boxing Day test matches kicked off yesterday with New Zealand versus Pakistan, Australia versus India, and South Africa versus Pakistan. Also, we had action in the NBA as well, where Steve Adams was in action for the Pelicans. And we'll bring you up to date with all of that. And here on the morning sports briefing, your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And yes, we come to you every single day, 365 days a year at 7 a.m. But before we get into all that news, it's been a fantastic day for the racing. So Ellerslie Boxing Day races saw a record number of people turn up to the races with more than 14,000 people in attendance. A good day was had by all there, by the sounds of things. Paul Wilcox, the CEO of Auckland Racing Club, said he was blown away by the sport and by the supporters, and was it was brilliant to see it come back to life. Tiaku Racing's David Ellis and his trainer, Jamie Richards, won six of the day's 10 races. So really a good day for them there at the races. Moving on then to the NBA. As I said, during the show yesterday, the game between the Miami Heat and the New Orleans Pelicans was in action, and we gave you updates during the show. The Heat did take that lead in the second quarter. It wasn't quite as dominating in the end, with just a 10-point lead in that quarter. But they did, that was enough to see them home. A bit of a comeback there in the third quarter wasn't enough by the Pelicans. And the Miami Heat won that 111-98, so quite comfortable in the end. They were led by Duncan Robinson with 23 points. And he was ably assisted by five of his teammates, all making double figures. The Pelicans, on the other hand, only had three players into double figures. They were led by Zion Williamson with 14 rebounds and 32 points. Brendan Ingram got 28 points. But apart from Josh Hart, who got 12, no one else really troubled the score as much. And they're going to need a bit more support from the other players on the offensive side of things. Stephen Adams picked up 9 rebounds and 6 points from his 32 minutes of action in that one. Next up for the Pelicans, they face the Spurs, who have won their only game so far this season. That game is tomorrow at 1 p.m. New Zealand time. Moving on then to the cricket. The South African team players all raised a fist before the test. This was expressing their ongoing commitment to supporting Black Lives Matter. They all raised a fist before that one rather than taking a knee. Yes, it's the raised fist is a powerful gesture in our history, said a team statement. And obviously harks back to the Berlin Olympics as well. So good to see them taking a stand there. When it came to the actual game, though, South Africa struggled there with Sri Lanka at the close of play with 340-6. Interesting, no one actually made a century in that one. South Africa had Sri Lanka at 3-54. A century stand between Jamindal and De Silva before De Silva had to retire hurt on 79. Chimindel was then joined by Duakela. Chimindel finished, I got 85, Duakela 49. and say 340 then for six. Best of the bowlers was Wayan Mulder, who took three wickets from his 18 overs. The over in Australia, and Australia went into bat first. The Joe Burns was out in the first over, and Australia were reduced to 3 for 38 before Labuschagne and Head put together a decent stand to resurrect things to 4 for 124. But from there, it was a collapse. Manus Labuschagne, and I've got to learn how to say his name properly, got 48, Travis Head 38. But say after that, all of the wickets fell pretty cheaply. Leading the bowling was Jasprit Buram with four wickets. It was him and Ashwin who Ashwin who took two of the opening three wickets. He took three himself, who did the really did the damage. In reply, and Agarwal was out for a duck in the opening over, Gill and Pujara managed to steer India to the close without further loss. So after their 11 overs, they scored 36 runs for just that loss of a one wicket. Mitchell Stark took that one there. So so India will resume chasing or looking at building a first innings lead there in that one. In New Zealand, we had New Zealand versus Pakistan. In this one, New Zealand were reduced to 2 for 13 as both all openers went cheaply to Shaheen Shah. Kane Williamson and Ross Taylor then put on a century stand. Ross Taylor scored 70 before getting out to Afridi as well, who took all three wickets for Pakistan on the day. It was also Ross Taylor's 438th appearance for the Black Caps across all three formats, tests, one days and T20s, moving him one ahead of Daniel Vittori in the all-time list and making him the most capped or most appearances of any player for the Black Caps ever. So congratulations to him, and a decent knock as well. Henry Nicholls then came in and joined Kane Williamson, putting on 42. And at the close of play, Kane Williamson was 94 not out, Nicholls 42 not out, as the Black Caps reached 222 for the loss of those three wickets, all taken by Afridi. So a good start there for New Zealand. We'll be obviously building on that total today down at Mount Maunganui. Also today, we will have the down in Napier, the Central Hinds will take on the Wellington Blaze, and the Central Stags will take on the Wellington Firebirds in the Dream 11 Super Smash. Both the Wellington sides coming off wins in their opening games against Auckland Aces and Auckland Hearts. So they're obviously on a roll there. And this the Central District will be looking at stopping that one. Those games will be on Spark Sport and Duke. So enjoy catching both of those games today. If you're down in Napier, head on down and catch some good cricket. The first game kicks off at 3:40 between the Hinds and the Blaze, and the Stags versus Firebirds starts at 10 past 7 this evening. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Tomorrow we'll keep you up to speed with those cricket results, or how those test matches are going, also with those Super Smash results. Also tomorrow, the Otago Sparks will take on the Auckland Hearts, and the Otago Volts against the Auckland Aces down in Alexandria. The Super Smash really getting into the swing of things this week with games every single day. So we'll keep you up to speed with how all of those go, as well as all the action, as well as how Stephen Adams is going in the NBA. So have a wonderful day, and catch you tomorrow at 7 a.m.